Okay, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Another week with Eliyahu Jian, your host here in Vital Transformation. As we all know, we are coming into the portion of Lech Lecha. Do not forget to change the clock if you live in the United States, Saturday night. So, what does that mean, Lech Lecha? Lech means go away, Lecha for yourself. So the portion is basically, if you look at the story, Debbie already released information about the story. You can listen to it. But just to give you the idea, the whole concept of Lech Lecha, basically God is testing or sending or suggesting to Abraham or Avram at that time, he didn't change his name yet, to basically move away from the land where he grew up into the land where God going to show him where to go. And of course, the question that we need to ask is why it's written, Lech Lecha me'artzecha, go away from your land, me'moladetecha, from the place that you were born, and from the house of your father. And the Or HaChaim, the great explanation on the Torah, on the Bible, explain me'artzecha, from your land, from your roots, from where you come from, from moladetecha, from your family, and bet avicha, from your family, and moladetecha, from friend or people you know. Why is it important to do the concept of Lech Lecha in order to be successful in all area of life? Because simple explanation, the Zohar said that whatever cannot grow in one piece of land might grow in another piece of land. So change is required. And without change, you're not going to be able to discover something which is available, something which is yours, and something that you might have access to, but it doesn't mean it's going to be yours until you make a move. And for that reason, it's a Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. Go for yourself. Now, all of us have to think this week, what is the thing that I have to let go? Second question, where in my life I need to let go? Third question, am I supposed to live in where I am? Am I supposed to carry the same name? Am I supposed to let go of all my family and friends and restart everything from scratch? And if I start, where do I start? Those questions are hanging there once you're making a change. And it's scaring most people to make a change, and that's why change is difficult. You know, people get divorced. Are they getting married again? People lost a loved one, God forbid. Are they going to look for a new one? People usually don't move on. People love to talk about memories. Memories. And when you're busy with memory, you no longer dream. When you dream, you have no memory to talk about. So both things has to be balanced. Because if you only dream, you don't want to die with dreams. You want to die with memory. You want to leave this world with memory about all the great things you did. And I'm sure you did a lot. But there is more to be doing. For that, you need to do Lech Lecha. You need to let go of things. And if you do attach to things which are around you, do not expect growth. It doesn't mean that if you live in Australia, you have to get out of Australia to make it happen. Some of us will stay where we are and we can make it happen. All what we have to do is a little bit, some fine change. Not have to be harsh change. Don't have to be a difficult change. You know, every person has to look internally, whatever it is, your body. Maybe you need to lose a few pounds. Maybe you need to do more sport. Maybe you need to move from the area where you live. Maybe you need, your relationship is not working. You got to let it go. Your business is not working. You got to let it go. There is a gentleman here in LA that was very successful construction guy. And one morning he woke up and he made a decision that he wanted to become a coffee shop owner. That's what he wanted to do. When he came to talk to me, I said no. When I went to visit him in the first week of his store, I tried to suggest I wasn't sensitive enough to him dreaming a dream. And I said to him, listen, you're working too hard. You're making half of the money you made before. What's the point here? Just ego? And the guy kept fighting for it. Now, 7 years after, he's doing okay. I wouldn't say super success, but it's doing well. But he's happy. When he was making a lot of money with the construction, wasn't happy. Now he's making less money, but he's extremely happy. The question, my dear friend, when you do lech lecha to yourself, when you do go away from yourself, are you willing to let it go? And ask yourself that question. I wish I can have an open conversation with you. You need to start thinking. Are you for real willing to let go? Or you just sitting there and wish for something to happen? For example, one of the things that I saw in the young generation, guys and girls, things change. COVID didn't make it better. People are not making some major change so they will not stay alone. People don't make that major change. And for that reason, if you don't make a major change in your life, how would you expect something so great to happen to you? If you want to make more money, a change needs to happen. If you want to lose weight, you have to get into a place where you're eating less and you exercise more. If you want to be kinder, you get a coach, a psychologist, something to help you with that. You cannot expect something to happen. For that reason, Avram got the gift that God is telling him, lech lecha, go away for yourself, lech lecha. And that's a tremendous gift that God is giving Avram and God is giving us this week. Where in your life you can let go? Where in your life there is thing that no longer serving you, but you stay there because you get used to it? Do you see yourself watching Netflix with your potato chips and sour cream and you can't move out of the couch? Be careful, because you get used to it. Get used to it. When you get used to something, it becomes repeat. And then you didn't do lech lecha. You know, I have to tell you, this year, we're planning to make a big change with our life. This year we're planning like to do a lot of great change with our life. Location, building structure. And somehow it didn't work yet. But we are on a move. Debbie and me are always on a move. When you are always on a move, there's a blessing waiting for you in every corner of the world. But when you're not on a move, then the eggs you're sitting on, not going to bring any chicken. Sorry for the bad news. Can't sit on the eggs all day long. You got to move on. You can't sit on the same relationship. It doesn't work. You got to move on. Now, if you don't trust the Creator, for that reason, the Creator will not come to you and knock on the door. Lech lecha, get out of here. That's why you don't hear the voice of the Creator telling you that. Because you don't willing to basically make any change to move to the next level. And for that reason, we need to know how. How are we doing that lech lecha? What do we need to do to make that lech lecha? What area in my life I have to do it? And that's what we really need to understand. First question I need to raise here, and the Zohar asked this question. Why only to Abraham God spoke and said lech lecha? And the Zohar writes, because Abraham want to connect to the Creator from age 5. Abraham had a desire to understand the Creator and the creation. Are you waking up every morning and you want to study everything from scratch? Are you wake up every morning and you want to understand the creation again? Are you wake up every morning and you want to understand the Creator better and better? And if not, then there is nothing new about your spiritual work. It's the same. And if it's the same, don't expect change around you or internally in you. So if you're miserable and you're not happy, if you're not making any change, why would you expect happiness to knock on your door? Abraham was ready in every second of the day to make a change. But not just change. Change that will make him more spiritual. Change that will make him know the Creator better. Change that will make him understand, what am I here for? Change that will make him a purpose in life. That type of change, my dear friend, is a change that needs to drive us. And we cannot just sit there. Change that means I'm going to travel the world to meet the right people that when I hear them, they make a difference. Those type of change, my dear friend, is really make a difference in the people's life, in your soul's life. But if you are not making any change with yourself, you don't want to move from the house where you grew up. Some people tell me this with a lot of pride. I live still in the house where I grew up. How old are you? I'm 62. I'm not jealous. I'm scared for you. Maybe there is a blessing waiting for you in different country. I never left America. Wow, that's loyalty. But that's when you're never going to have a chance to find out. Maybe you will do better in another state, in another country, with another person. You never move. Why Abraham? He said, I don't know what spirituality is. That's what he said. I just know that where I am now in Haran, with my father, with my mother, with my family, it's not working. Not working for me. That's not what I think spirituality is. I don't know what spirituality is, but I know this is not. Can you please make a list and start writing to yourself without being negative, what is not working for you? If you're born, let's say, in Israel, do you want to stay there? If you're born in Russia, you want to stay there? Then make a list of people you're going to meet this year. And you're going to work with them. You're going to work with that individual. That's a person that you want that person to change your life. And you're not going to leave them alone until they change your life. And you're going to trust that person to take you, because you're not going to hear the voice of God knocking on your door. Get over it. You're not Abraham. So a lot of people waiting for Abraham to talk to them. That's why everybody said, I feel, I heard. Let the person guide you. Let another person guide you. But of course, you have to trust that person. Now, if you cannot find anybody you can trust, find something you can trust. And let that person guide you, but trust. I give you an example. You know, I'm doing a healing session. So a lady came to see me. She heard that her two friends got married by seeing me, and the other friend got pregnant by seeing me. And she came here and said, okay, I want to get pregnant again. So, okay, I'm checking her body and energy and all this. I'm working out 2 times. And the second time I said, do you have somebody that really don't like you and you don't like them? She said, yes, I have a girlfriend like that. I say, you need to bring that person here for healing. She told me, never. I hate this woman. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so today, and after months, and I'm telling her, listen, I don't know how I can help you. There's a blockage that has to do with this girl, and you have to bring her here. And she said, coincidentally, that girl coming to see her mother in the house. And she's very angry about it. And I told her today, it sounds like ego trip. I said to her, listen, when I say something, you have to trust. Because if you don't trust me, I don't know who you trust. You have to choose one person that you go all the way with. Even if what they tell you doesn't make sense, even if what they tell you it's a mistake. Let's say people that I guide, do I guide them all the time perfect? I think it's perfect. I think it's the best guide that I can give. But it doesn't mean that all the time I'm a human being. I'm going to do a mistake. But when a person believes in someone, that mistake that they telling them will turn into the right thing. And let me tell you a story. Story go like that. A gentleman is trying to become successful in his business. See a poor man in the street. And he make a decision. He heard the teacher say that when you give donation to the poor, you become more successful. So he had an agenda. He took that apple. And I say, you know, I'm going to make a change now. I'm going to give him an apple, see what happened. And he said to the poor man, bless me. The poor man blessed him. That day he make money like he never did before. He's now getting into that tradition. Every time he had the deal, he go bring some apple. And he's really become super successful. So he went to that poor man after 1 year. He said, listen, I've become really rich. And I want to buy you dinner and everything and food and new clothes. But you have to tell me a secret. I said, yes. What do you want me to tell you? He said, how come when you bless me, I become so successful? What's your power? That's not my power. It's my teacher. I have a teacher, I believe, and that teacher blessed me. And when he blessed me, that I bless others, whatever I bless happened. So, wow, can I meet your teacher? The rich men think I can become a billionaire now. So, of course, He take a box of apples, nice kosher wine, everything possible, and he drive and he go to that poor man rabbi. And he arrived to the rabbi, and the rabbi said, how can I help you? He said, first I want to give you those apples, this gift, wine. And I said, thank you, it's very generous of you. He said, what do you need? He said, I need a blessing, I have a meeting tomorrow, a very important deal. I put all my money on it. He said, no problem, here's a blessing. He go, and that deal, it took 3 months until he find out that he lost all his money for that deal. He was very angry. So he went back to that rabbi and said, rabbi, what's going on? I'm from 1 year, work with your student, the poor man in the street. And it was good. I make good money. Now I decide to go to the roots. I change. And I came to you. And I thought I would become a billionaire. And look what happened. And the rabbi says, sit down for a second. You know, in heaven, they watch over us. And they look at you. And they say, well, that gentleman really don't deserve to be rich. But because he didn't care to get a blessing from a person in the street like that, and he gave him apple, and he's still willing to receive a blessing from him, we're also going to look aside, and we let him have all the blessing come true and the money. But once he start to care where he get the blessing from, we're going to let him have this money. And what is the lesson of this story? We need to start to understand why only Abraham getting that. Abraham was looking for spirituality. He was looking for the truth. He was looking for mercy. He knew what he was looking for. He couldn't give it a name. But he was a very simple man. He didn't try to be complicated. And for that reason, God was talking to him and gave him a chance to find spirituality as we all knowing it today. Now, when we look at the Zohar, the Lech Lecha of Abraham, the change that he make, he was able to change the word tzedek, mean justice, letzedakah, to charity. Tzedek, letzedakah. Tzedek mean justice, letzedakah mean charity. What does that mean? The Zohar said when a person is open for spirituality, he adds mercy into their life. That's how you know if you're spiritual. When you want to find out if spiritual, because many people read a lot of great books out there and do all kind of meditation, but in the end of the day, are you more forgiving? Are you kinder? Are you nicer? If you don't see a result in your behavior with other people, that means you maybe want to be known as a spiritual student or teacher, but you're not yet in that level of truly understand what spirituality is. And we're going back to what I said before. So when you follow a person, whatever it is God, whatever it is a person, or a rabbi, or a teacher, you got to follow. You got to follow not just because it's right, because you got to choose something to follow. And when you follow, a lot of blessing will happen. Once you follow with a lot of agenda that you want to follow because it's great or there is opportunity and you want to manipulate the situation, it's not good. So every teacher that you have to look at them as God. I had the privilege, if I'm now looking back, I have the privilege in my lifetime, to serve two great teachers in my life. And being a servant is one of the greatest gifts that God gave me. Because in Kabbalah, when you serve with your teacher, you have to think as your teacher as God. Unfortunately, we are living in a time that a teacher is not as great as they used to be 2,000 years ago. But also the student is not as great as it was 2,000 years ago. So that's even. That's okay. That's make it fair. So when you look for teacher, you know, you look for teacher to make you better. So you get better. Don't look at the teacher if he is good or perfect, because you're always going to find mistake with your teacher. But if your teacher helps you to become a better person, that's the sign of a good teacher. That's how you know. If you didn't get better after 6 months with your teacher, leave. It's not for you. You have to get better. I always tell people, if you're watching Vital and your life is not changing after 6 months, it's not for you. Either I'm a bad teacher, you're a bad student, or both. Or maybe we're not for each other. It's okay. It's not a problem. It's not a sin not to study with me. You have to find your catch. You have to find your touch. And when this is your touch and you believe in your teacher 100%, not 99, then miracle will happen with that union. And if you don't have it, then who will tell you lech lecha? Who will tell you go away? Nobody will tell you go away. Nobody can kick you out of your house and just tell you. And a lot of time, people tell me, just go all the way as a teacher and tell me everything. I can't tell you everything. Because the teacher also look at the size of your vessel, at the size of your container, at the size of your ability, at the size of accessibility to life. And for that reason, the teacher hold on until the student is ready. When the student is ready, then the teacher can push forward to make sure that the student will be successful. For that reason, it was only giving to Avraham. What is that?
There's a question. How does a person serve a teacher in these days?
Serve a teacher. For example, we're learning serving teacher from Moses and Joshua. We're learning serving teacher from Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. We're learning serving teacher from Elisha and Eliyahu Navi. And they teach you, there is all rules about how to serve a teacher. So there is serve a teacher of physical thing, which is considered one of the trick. It's a trick, actually, to get all your teacher secret. So, for example, if you serve a teacher with a tea or with a cake or with a wine or with something that he can eat because of you and they like it, they need to like it, then through that, and you have to do it because with agenda, meaning you serve your teacher. I used to make all the food for my teacher, whatever he want to eat, you know, then he trusts only me when it's time to serve drink and food and direction and what to do and what not to do. It's funny, I had a dream of that. I told Debbie, Saturday, I have a dream on that Friday night, actually Saturday, early morning, not early, like 3 a.m. And I had a dream about it that my teacher asked me a few questions. It's funny, I didn't think I would tell it in this lecture. And I was telling him what to do and what not to do. It used to be our relationship that he used to ask me, what do you think, and all this and that. And because he know I'm a loyal servant, and I will not mix my agenda. So in those days in COVID, you know, you can always, I have a wonderful gentleman who keeps sending me wonderful gift every week or every 2 weeks. And this is definitely serving a teacher, you know, and once I eat something that I like, and because of that individual, you know, the Talmud says you cannot compliment the individual in public, you're not allowed. So that's why I'm not compliment the individual. So they get the candy, you know, and I'm eat it, and I get nachat, I get joy from it. And of course, his soul getting all my secret of what I know from spirituality. So it's a trick in a way. Don't do it for the trick. Do it really because you want to serve, you know. So I used to massage my teacher. Nobody used to know when we closed the door, you know. I used to be tough on my teacher. What are you doing with your body? That's wrong. That's bad food for you. I used to take it away from him. So a lot of things that you don't tell or see behind closed door. So serving your teacher is you do everything you can that your teacher will do well. Sport-wise, food-wise, everything. But you are doing it with a lot of respect. Not that you say words of respect. You do a true behavior. And I can teach you how to do it because I'm a teacher now. So people start taking care of me a lot of time. And I wouldn't tell you that, it will not sound nice, but I didn't meet somebody who try to do yet what I try to do with my teacher. I didn't meet it yet. That somebody will basically chase and find out and say, Eliyahu, what is the emptiness in life? What is not happening? I want to make sure I'm taking care of that department, you know. And I always tell every student who meet me and ask, even give me a hint with that question, I always say I want 11 students who will be 100% loyal to study with me in a way that we can change the world. Nobody was able to manage to do it the last 3 years. So I'm not complaining. I'm not saying it's bad or good. It's my journey. It's my destiny not to have it, and it's okay. But if a student truly want to know their teacher, they have to serve physical thing. They have to serve, they can write the letters, but you have to consider yourself a servant, which is insulting in our generation to be a servant. For me, it's not insulting. I like to serve, and I like to be a servant. I get joy from it. If people have insecurity about being a servant, then do lech lecha on that. That's when you have, I don't know what's your problem. If you secure about who you are, what's the big deal of serving? I enjoy serving. I enjoy serving more than receiving. What can give you more joy than where the a nice time with a guest we had on Friday, and I get the privilege to be able to serve. What a great time we had. couldn't feel better that I could serve them. It's a great time. Now, if you don't enjoy serving your teacher, don't do it. It's wrong. It's saying in the Mishnah, Al tiyu, when you're serving your teacher, you cannot do with a sour face, you know? Al menat lekabel pras. Do not, the Mishnah said, do not be like a servant who expecting price, expecting present while they're serving the teacher. That's what the Mishnah said. You can only be a servant when you expect nothing in return. That's going to be pure. And that's take years of doing it. So there is always way to do more. You know, there is always way to do, to give. But again, if I tell you to give and you give because I told you, you're missing it. You got to do it because you want. So Abraham was worship God at that time. Nobody was looking to find God, to see what it is. That was his Lech Lecha. For that reason, God told him, Lech Lecha, go away from your country. God saw the potential of Abraham that all what he wants is truly to discover the truth. He was seeking the truth. When you're seeking the truth, it's going to find you. I had a meeting today with one of my wonderful people in my life that I know him for 25 years. And he shared with me some great story today, this afternoon, about his life. So beautiful. What a beautiful storyteller. And I told him, what make you find spirituality? Your background, you came from... It's funny you should ask. When I was 6, I told my parents that I don't want to do sport, I want to look for spirituality. And it's funny, this gentleman, still spiritual. I don't want to say his age. He's not 6 years old anymore. And Lech Lecha, go away from the thing that blocking you from growing. You have a teacher, go all the way with your teacher. Believe with your teacher 100%. What if your teacher fail you, does a mistake, or do things? You know, I used to say to people, I'm not going to follow a perfect teacher. If my teacher look perfect, I will be very suspicious. I will follow some teacher that they're perfect for me to make me grow, but they don't have to be perfect. That's what I say all the time. So if they do mistake, of course, not mistake that going to cause harm to people and to be dangerous, of course, I'm going to run to the other side. But I'm talking about people who are decent, they care for the world, they care for everything. It's okay. It's okay. They're still going to go to the bathroom, still going to take a shower, they're still going to swim. Still human being. If the teacher start to look like God or human or angel, either it's my issue or their issue. I don't want people to look like God. I want simple person to basically guide me. And I will enjoy serving a person like that. That's what it teaches. So I hope I answered that question. Anyway, so the change. So the change you have to make, every person have to start thinking about some change you're going to make in all area of life. And start packing if you never move from your parents' home. Start packing tonight. Packing. Get out. Don't use the COVID as an excuse. Out. Okay, out. Enough. You're wearing the same shoes all your life? Change. It's not about the money. It's about change. Refresh everything. Refreshing. Everything is refreshing. It's not about COVID. It's about you before the COVID. You after the COVID. How are you going to be different? You're going to be the same. It's a problem. Right? So, the way that we see Avram after that make a change, he saw that there is no food in Canaan, in the land of Canaan, where Israel is today. So he went down to Egypt. Why Egypt? Why Egypt did so well all the time in those days in the Bible? And Egypt was nourishing from what we call, it's called tree of knowledge, good and bad, what we spoke about in Genesis, which means they were selfish. They were taking energy from above to themselves. And that's why the land was always giving blessing. But when you do it that way, you receive everything, but you're always running on empty. That's when you are selfish. So when Abraham went there, he was capable to receive that blessing without going through the negativity of the tree of knowledge. But the Egyptian didn't. What make Abraham so unique like that? Because Abraham was always working on himself to make sure that his spirituality make him better. Again, focus on the change. Focus, are you growing? Focus, are you getting better? And you don't, you call your teacher. Say, teacher, I'm not growing. Help me. I'm not doing well. Help me. There's no such a thing that you cannot call your teacher. And those of you who worry to meet Debbie or me, it's money. We will give you, if needed, time for free. I mean, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you need for your growth. So here you go. I told it to you. And just pick up the phone and call. But you have to be a loyal student. You have to be serious. Don't just call me because you have an intellectual question about the book. When you decided to be our student and follow us all the way, then of course you can call us, because then you're open-minded to hear and you will take our word seriously. But if you just call us and you're not going to do what we're telling you, then why calling? Just to get more knowledge? That's not the way to go. So anyway, going back. The idea of Lech Lecha is to get into places where you let go, where you say goodbye to what you're familiar with and say hello to the unknown. And that's one of the only way that you can discover true happiness, as I write in my book, The Laughing Billionaire. You gotta start discover true happiness. And true happiness has to happen when you are go out of what you're familiar into what you have no idea what it is. That's a very important secret. And those of you who didn't commit yet for Vital for 1 year, what does that mean to commit for Vital? You want to know everything that Vital is doing. You want to know everything that we're teaching, when, how. And you want to keep your brain this year. I want to get spirituality from this November, October, I'm sorry, or November, to next November. You want to do 1 year Vital. You're going to do 1 year Vital. I promise you that. You will understand what we're talking about. You will do 5 channeling of spirituality. It's almost like to sleep with 5 men or 5 women and you don't remember what was better, what was worse. You're confused. But if that's what you like, go ahead and do it. But if you really want to focus, focus on one thing. I recommend Vital because I believe that we're doing like something in Vital which is very unique. We make it free. We still look for teacher to teach, of course. And we want to make sure that everybody will follow something that is first layman and simple, profound a little bit, and super deep. It will all available and accessible. You got to do it. You got to commit for yourself. Let's now go to the Zohar and understand what is happening with the Lech Lecha, with our life. And the area that the Zohar choose to talk about, kind of funny, is the area of relationship. How to find your soulmate, how to find your relationship. Boreh, verse 346. Come and behold, from all the souls that coming to the world, coming and will come to the world, they come already with the soulmate. And every soul is divided to male and female. And when they come to this physical world, God is putting them back together. And God is saying, this one will marry this one. But why does God have to say it? Asked the Zohar. There's nothing new for God. Why does God have to command this one will go with this one? Why? Everything already happened. So why God have to say it again? Rabbi Yehuda, תחת השמש כתוב מה שאין כן למעלה מהשל ושחדש. Rabbi Yehuda thinking that King Solomon said there is nothing new under the sun. But above the sun there is something new. And for that reason God have to announce it. That's Rabbi Yehuda opinion. אמר רבי יוסי, רבי יוסי said, למה יחיז כאן לומר בת פלוני לפלוני? והרי אמר רבי יחיז, אמר רבי יחיז, אותו שם, מה שאדם נולד, זה לא. רבי יוסי said, well, I heard from רבי חזקיה, who heard it from רבי חיה, if you want to know why they keep saying who say what and when they heard it from, because when you say something that you heard from, let's say for me, you have to say I heard from Eliyahu Jian. You have to say it. Why? Because that connect the receiver to know where it's come from. So if you want to check where it came from and he listened to it himself, he might find something else that more relate to his soul. So Rabbi Yossi said, I heard it from them that when a person born, then he finds his soulmate. Rabbi Abba Genen Vav, Meshiv Rabbi Abba, Asherem HaTzadikim, Patom Mitatrot Lefnei HaMelech. Rabbi Abba said, wonderful for righteous people, that their soul are getting the glory before they coming to enter a body, because it's written, all the spirit and the soul, they all connect from male and female together. And they're giving them to that angel, that angel is making decision what kind of sex will be the child. You want to know the name of angel? His name is Laila. Laila, that's the name of the angel, Laila. And when they come down to the world, so they're giving it to Laila, and he put that soul to go for the female born in Australia, the male was born in Israel, you know, and sometimes he put that part of soulmate to go earlier than the other soulmate. So it could be the boy sometimes born first after the girl. כשמגיע את הזיווג שלהם, when the time for them to meet each other, okay, God makes sure they will be as one as they used to be before they came to the world. And then God is announcing this one for that one. And then when they become one, they become one body, one soul. When they make love to each other, of course. That's what he meant. And the male become the right column, okay? And the female become the left column. And because there is nothing new under the sun, God is announcing it. This one for that one. So we hear what Rabbi Abba did here. He combined the whole opinion of all the other rabbi, and he said, you're all right. And who was Rabbi Abba? The writer of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar. But if you said, he's raising a question. If you say, you're only going to have a soulmate based on your behavior, it's true too. If he has merit and the person is behaving well, then of course, you're going to meet your soulmate and you're going to be together. And what is the change, what is the lech lecha that the person need to do? And it say, be'ezem makom yivakeshet bat zugo, where should you look for your spiritual soulmate? Amar lo hare lamadnu. Tell him Rabbi Abba, we study it already. Le'olam yimkor adam v'chule. It's written in the Talmud, a person should sell everything he has in his life, money-wise, ve'isa bat talmid chacham. And he should be married a daughter of a sage or a spiritual teacher. That's, you want to chase always a daughter of a spiritual teacher, and you ready to give any money it take all your life just to marry that woman. Why? Because whoever is a sage and study well, the daughter that he has is usually what God gave him to have, so he will keep it for the right man. That's what she is in his domain. And you always chase somebody who you see him teaching and study, and you have to look at his daughter, and you need to understand that, let's say, if you have a son, that's the woman I want. I will pay whatever it takes for this woman to be my daughter-in-law. Yeah, that's how you know. Yeah. So, why am I mentioning this? How is that connect to Lech Lecha? And why does Zohar mention it in Lech Lecha? Because the idea is to start to understand, if you have soulmate that belong to you, and you stay in the same house that your parents, where your parents made you, or when your parents give birth to you, then you don't believe that there is more blessing for you. If you stay in the same office, I'm not saying leave everything and run away, but gotta be some change. Gotta be some change. And if you don't change spiritually, you behave negative, why would you expect to find a soulmate? You know, when people come and tell me, Eliyahu, how can I find my soulmate? I said to them, how much are you ready to pay? I said, nothing. I said, so if you don't want to make an effort, why are you looking for soulmate? Look for a roommate. That will be better. Soulmate is a whole different thing. Soulmate is a part of your soul. The Talmud right here, very simple. Very simple. If we vakesh, Amar lo hare lamadnu, we studied already. Le'olam yimkor adam. A person should sell everything he has. to have a daughter of a sage, a daughter of a teacher, whatever he has. If you're not willing to do that, don't look for soulmate. Look for a roommate. Look for something else. So change to succeed in all area, you have to make some change. You have to make some change. And don't look back and say, well, I did something. I was married for 20 years. No. You have to look at tomorrow is a new day or even the first day of your creation. First day of your creation with everything you do. And if you don't do it with business, with your relationship, yeah, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. I'm going to tell you another story that it's actually one of my favorites. It's about Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. Yeah. Rabbi Abba, the famous Rabbi Abba, Kasher Ba Misham Mibavel, when not Rabbi Abba lived about 300 years, because he had to go to Iraq, to Babel, where they wrote the Talmud and tell them about the Zohar. So when he came back, Mibavel, he used to announce, whoever won money, whoever won long life, in the next world to come, he should study Torah and spirituality. Everybody came around him. It was one person that was single. And he said to him, I want to study Torah because I want money. I want to be spiritual so I can have money. Tell him, Rabbi Abba, of course, you will have money. And he said to him, what's your name? He said, Amar lo Rabbi Yossi. He said to him, my name is Yossi. Amar et alivdash kuruto Rabbi Yossi. He said, from now on, we don't call you Yossi. We'll call you Rabbi Yossi. But we don't just call you Rabbi Yossi. We're going to call you Rabbi Yossi ba'al ha-shirut va'akavod. Rabbi Yossi, the rich and the respectful. The filthy rich and the respectful. So he starts studying. One time he stood up. Amar lo Rabbi, ana hu ha'osher. He went back to the rabbi. He said to him, listen, Rabbi, I'm studying a lot. Where's my money? Amar Rabbi Abba, tell him Rabbi Abba. Mashma she'no oseh l'shem shamayim. Maybe you don't study well. V'nichnas lechadro l'tyashev b'da'ato ma la'asot imo. And Rabbi Abba left him and he went to his office to think what to do with him. Shama kol echad shehaya omer, al ta'anishu ki adam gadol yeh. A voice came from heaven and talked to Rabbi Abba. He said, do not punish him. Do not be tough on him because he's going to be one of the greatest people of ever live. He said, wow. He went back to him. He said to him, my son, he started calling him my son. Shev b'ni, shev. V'ani yitel lecha ashirut. I will give you back sure they will be filthy rich. Bentayim, ba'ish echad v'yadok lepaz. As he started teaching him, a man passed by the marketplace and entered the school. And he had in his hand a lot of beautiful pots and pan made from a little bit of gold. And he put it out and he put it out there and it was shining. Amar lo Rabbi, ani rotzeh lizkot b'Torah. The single guy looked at the Rabbi Abba and said to him, The gentleman with the gold and the pots and all this said to the Rabbi Abba, I want to know how to study Torah and be spiritual. And me, I never get the merit to study. I didn't have time. And I'm a businessman and I'm very wealthy. If there is a way somebody can study for me, because I have so much money that my father left me, and he had 13 cup made of gold. That's how rich we used to be. And I want to have the merit of spirituality and study Torah. And I'm ready to pay a lot of money for somebody who will study for me. Have you ever looked at the single? And he said to him, this man will give you money. You will study Torah for him. Natan lo ha'ish, oto ha'koth, shel paz. So right away he gave him a cup of gold to the single guys. So he studied Torah now for himself and he studied spirituality also for the other person because he paid for it. As he studied, he started changing his mind. לימים נכנסה חמדת התורה במאב. He really wanted to be spiritual for real, with no agenda. יום אחד היה יושב ובוכה. He started study, sitting and crying. מצא אור רבו שהיה בוכה. His teacher found him crying. אמר לו, על מה אתה בוכה? He told him, why are you crying? השיב לו, מה אני מניח בשביל זה העושר? What am I getting by getting this money in my life? את חיי העולם הבא? I'm losing the next world to come. אני רוצה עוד ללמוד בשביל האיש. I don't want to study anymore for that rich person. אלא לזכות בתורה בעד עצמי. I want to study for myself. I don't want to study for others. I want to study for me. אמר רבי אבא, אתה משמע שכבר עשה לשם שמיים. Say רבי אבא, wow. This person changed and he want to do it for real. He did a real lech lecha in the way that he's doing spirituality. קרא לו אותו האיש ואמר לו ככה, אושר שלך. He called the rich man and he said, please take all your money, all your gold, תן אותו ליתומים ועניים, and give it to orphan and to poor people, and I will give you a big piece of Torah because you're taking care of people out there. בכל מה שאנו לומדים, החזיר לו רבי יוסי את הכוס של פז, רבי יוסי returned to him this super expensive gold cup, ועד היום הזה לא ניתן השם בן פזי ממנו. Till today, by the way, it's in Israel, the grave is in Israel, you have the grave of Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. Rabbi Yossi, the son of the gold. That's how they call him. Why they call him the son of the gold? It's a story to remind us that he was capable to make a change. Vayinu Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi ha-mefursam. Become one of the most famous Kabbalists. Vezachal l'arbe Torah hu ve-banav. And he become a great teacher, he and his children. Ki en lecha sechah tov yoter ba'olam kemi she'osek ba'Torah. There's nothing that will give you reward more than study, or more than teaching, or more than being spiritual. And you shouldn't look him for what you're getting in return when you study. Like it say, nothing is equal to the study of spirituality. So, what is the reason, again, this story is taking a place in this week portion. The reason we're reading that story in this portion is a change. Remember, it's all about change, this portion. What about the transformation? Vital transformation. Real vital transformation. You're going to make transformation in all areas. You're going to get out of the selfish. You're going to get out of the selfish and find the real soul of who you are. I'm really want to do something crazy. If you're up for it, please reach out to Debbie to do like a little workshop, to do a few days workshop here in our backyard. We can do it with a mask and everything. But of course, we have to limit the amount of people that flying in. And I think it's time to do it, you know, soon, very much soon, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we got to do it. And if those of you who don't make it, we can do it still online with me on the camera. But this needs to be done, where basically we are kicking our selfishness and discover the real essence of who we are. But for this, you need to have a teacher you trust, and I hope you trust me. And the trust is not with your teacher makes sense. The teacher would not make sense. That will be your test. Anyway, so this week, please find the Lech Lecha. Find those areas that you're familiar with, and it's time to move on. Go try to cook something you never cooked before. Try to talk to a stranger that you never said hello before to. Make some change. Do some lech lecha. If you are involved in a relationship and it's not going anywhere, be brave enough to leave. It's not for you. If you're in a job that doesn't benefit your spirit, your soul, or your body, it's not working. Move. If you're in a country, you live in a country that is no longer for you, move. You know, many people call me from Brooklyn and New York and say, it's terrible, it's terrible. So when are you moving to LA? So I'm not. So why you tell me it's terrible? Just to enjoy it, that people hear your complaint? Make a move. Wherever you are, make a move. Stop feeling that you are attached to the thing. You know? Make a move. Make a move. That's lech lecha. Make a move. Make a move for yourself. Make a move. Don't say, I don't have money. Be busy saying how much money you need to make a move. Those of you afraid to go on a date, go on a date. What's going to happen? Those of you who are afraid to close the deal and get married. Get married. What are you afraid of? that's the person you love, and they love you back, what are we doing again? Waiting for something for us to get tired of the relationship? You gotta get make a move. You gotta make a move. Make a move. Another challenge I'm gonna tell you. We know that the women in this week parasha are strong. So I'm gonna challenge you to basically send a gift to women this week. Find all type of women, even marry one. You can send gift to marry a woman. It doesn't have to be knowing that that's you. And basically, it will be a way for you to give that gift without people knowing your name for women. Remember, look for different women in your life that are impact your life. Doesn't matter who they are. Teachers, mother, sister, people who impact your life. And send, make their day nice. Make their day nice. If you want to put your name, put your name. But that will be your lech lecha. That's a challenge I want to give you. That would be your lech lecha. It could be your daughter, your wife, your sister. Send a gift to women. Because we know in this week portion, we have the situation with Ishmael, Agar, Avraham, Sarah. You're seeing a lot of things in the story that seem like weird, and it seems like Sarah is refusing to change. It seems like it. Because she doesn't let Agar, the other woman, who she actually put there to become pregnant because she couldn't be pregnant from Abraham, and she seemed like she get angry about it. And that's not good that you judge Sarah like that. Sarah was righteous. And the reason she did that, because Sarah saw that the only reason they left from another place is to grow spiritually. And when she saw Agar, who Avraham get as a gift from Egypt after they stole his wife, she realized that this woman went back to it idol worshiping, and she was worried she will influence her generation to come, the son of Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, or Abraham himself. For that reason, she kicked out Agar, not because it was an agenda. So Sarah did a change too. What was the change of Sarah? She didn't quite care what people think of her for generation to come. Nobody likes Sarah in the Bible. She seemed like the toughest woman. But without Sarah, it would be nothing happening. Just to let you know. I want you to close your eyes. We're going to go to a short meditation. And please, see yourself in a place where it's familiar to you. You're 7 years old. Family, parents, home, something you're familiar with. Sister, brother. I want you now to go to that kid, which is you, and whisper in his ears 3 times the words in Hebrew that stand for let go or move on, and say lech lecha 3 times. Lech lecha. Lech lecha. Then I want you to talk to you as a kid, 7 years old, about change. What change to expect in life. What change you went through till now. And what this you will have to go through. I want you to go and tell that kid all the change that that kid has to go through. So go ahead and do that, please. Now, after you told yourself as a kid all the change that's going to take a place, what I want you to do is I want you to listen to the kids in you, 7 years old. What is he or she telling you the one change that you have to make for this coming year. Please be open to listen. Be open to listen. Please memorize what the kid told you to do, because most probably it's the truth. I want you to inhale and exhale 3 times. Make sure you tell thank you to the kids in you to help you. That was great. I got some good message. I got some good message that will help me a lot. I hope you got message too about what type of lech lecha you gotta do. And I'm really excited. I'm feeling it in my bones, in my skin, my muscles about that workshop we're gonna do together. You know, we're going to do it in an outside place, not inside the building. We might go to the beach and do meditation. We're going to do all kind of stuff together. So please, Debbie will sit with me and I'm going to write the program. Then we're going to send it to you. And whoever want to fly in, we're going to do something together to change the world, to make it a better place to be. And I can't wait to see you hopefully in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. We'll see when, maybe around Hanukkah time. But it's time to make a shocking change for the world. And I need as many students as possible to join me on that journey so I can guide all of you to a way better life and make sure other people join, because I think this COVID is a blessing and a curse in the same time. The curse is the people dying, but the blessing is that we come to realize that time is the one thing you don't want to waste. Time is the most important thing. And you come to realize this portion is perfect for COVID. Lech lecha. Make a change, make a difference. So I'm very open for more suggestions about that workshop we can do together. Very open. If there is anything coming to your mind. But it's something that we have to do together. We have to do it together. The people in LA, the people in New York, the people in Miami, the people in Chicago, Texas, Europe, Canada. You're going to have to fly in somehow. Don't know how you're going to do it, but we're going to make some big, big things happen. Don't be shy. We got to knock it down. Hopefully, I mean, I can imagine 100 people on the beach. Don't worry, nobody touch each other. We're going to do with the speaker and the headphone. We're going to buy all kind of whatever it takes for you to get better. Thank you. And I want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful month of Scorpio, those of you already feeling it. And just great news for all of us. I love you very much. And let's make a difference, okay?